PGE monitoring. Zero Golf India radio check. Whiskey Yankee Zero Golf India radio check, please.
4HKX. I believe that's Jimmy.
HKX and 4ZLK.
KO4HKX.
Afternoon.
Like yourself.
Just having some microphone issues again. The clip on the end of this broke, that little plug, the plastic clip. It's been working. I've had a rubber band up there holding it in, and I just tried to call you and respond to that other station several times, and I couldn't get it to work. I think I've got it back in now.
Into the repeater, but it's like there's a small click as you're talking, a high-speed click.
Do something different. I take this microphone off, I unplug it every day, and it wears that little plastic clip out. I need to figure something else out.
You can make a little jumper and convert it over to like an old 4-pin or 6-pin DIN, like an old CB mic.
Do some of the functions on the microphone. I guess I should just leave it plugged in and not worry about it. And I always lock it. It's got a little lock button, and it's not very noticeable. You have to press the function key, and it doesn't really say that's how you lock it. So I could probably leave the microphone in here.
Or put a fuse somewhere else that they can't see.
An inline switch behind the radio, that'd be a good idea.
Over top of somebody there. But other than that, how you doing? Everything going smooth for you so far?
Trying to avoid these rain showers. Right when I was going to walk out of the house, it just opened up. And I don't have an umbrella. I gave mine away a while ago. And I have a rain jacket, but I was able to get to my vehicle. You know, I can't park it in the garage. It's too big. But anyway, and then I've been watching them. I'm afraid I'm going to get hit soon.
There's supposed to be some high winds in them too, so you be careful out there tonight.
For this job is I'm not just running to a door, you know, to put a package down on the porch. I got to stand out there and hook up a trailer, do a pre-trip and roll the legs up, and you can get pretty wet in that amount of time.
I imagine you could get real wet in that amount of time.
It's never come back.
Haven't heard them, but we can leave some long pauses in there and see if they want to jump back in.
He said Yankee Zero. I'm wondering if I'm missing a first letter, because I haven't heard a call like that.
Yeah, I didn't catch the call either, but it sounded like Jimmy. But I didn't think, I can't remember his call right now.
Are you on your way?
I'm sitting at the house.
Very good. That's a good place to be.
After that, I beat all the rain, just a couple little showers as I was coming up the mountain, and that was it, so I was good. But I was probably heading up about the time you were coming out, because it looked pretty rough back that way.
Any wind or anything, just a real heavy downpour, that might have built into something bigger. When it went across Greer, I don't know, but just rain where we were.
I didn't catch all the newscasts there this afternoon on the radio, but I heard them saying there were supposed to be some 65-mile-an-hour winds, gusts. So I didn't know if it was tonight or tomorrow, but just letting you know, be careful out there tonight.
Okay, sounded like somebody else keyed up. I know they had some storms that they were talking about. One went across Anderson, and there's one up Cleveland County, North Carolina right now, I think. And they're talking about 60 and 70 mile an hour wind gusts and hail.
The one they were talking about, but I wasn't sure. I didn't catch all of the broadcast.
I was wondering if y'all were talking about, we had a storm come through here about 4:15 through Westminster, and got a pea-sized hail out of it, but it was just brief, and it stopped, and I mean like 10 minutes later, sun was out.
You're all right. That's the thing. Those kind of storms, it makes it feel worse afterwards when the sun comes out and heats up all that moisture.
I was going to say, then that humidity kicks in, and it's real fun then.
Yeah, I'm guessing we were just on the outskirts. I didn't have time to look at radar or anything, but man, it was coming down there for a couple of minutes and then quit. And then next time I looked back that way, the sun was shining, and yeah, you could already see the steam rising everywhere.
Earlier, when I heard about that storm, I know every little app uses the different colors. Some of them look worse than others based on the coloring. But I use this one all the time, and it looked pretty, at least a lot of rain density anyway.
Watch the forecast yet. I was just listening to it on the radio, so I don't know.
Seeing it was probably one of the heaviest downpours we've seen in a while. And like I said, a little pea-sized hail for a couple of minutes. And right as it stopped, there was a lot of lightning in it. Oh, well, and, you know, big lightning, too. So, like I said, it didn't last long, and it was sunshiny and clear again.
Keith, we had a storm blow across parts of Greenville. It hit where my office is there on Malden Road, and there was hail everywhere. It hailed most of the storm. Not a lot of wind or lightning, but lots and lots of rain and lots of hail.
Looking at the radar now, Shane, you're going to be heading right into it. It's coming right up through Atlanta right now. The bad part's south of Atlanta, or south of 85, so maybe it'll stay that way.
And I was tracking that storm. I was sitting here listening to Sky One repeater when that was going through. And when they started talking about it coming in, I thought it was going to hit us here in Seneca, too. But it skirted just south of us. And then, you know, I heard all the reports of the hail from one side of the upstate to the other. Yeah, that was pretty rough. It seems like we've been getting a lot of it, you know, more frequently lately. KM4CHY.
My town, their vehicles were damaged, and, of course, a lot of roofs were damaged. Fortunately, nothing happened to my vehicle. It was a lot smaller hail. But I was watching it bounce off of people's brand-new vehicles. It's kind of cringeworthy when you're watching that.
That'd make you cringe for sure, thinking about what it's going to take to get it fixed nowadays. And then not this past Sunday, but the Sunday prior. Then Sunday I got Gary to call the net because there was a storm up here and it was lightning real bad. There was a tornado over in Flat Rock, which is just to the east of me.
Real vulnerable to that too, because we don't have covered parking at the house. Well, of course we don't have it working. It's just a big asphalt parking lot, but I don't carry anything other than liability on my car, because I got this new old car. I probably should, because it's in really good shape. It'd be terrible to have to drive it around with golf ball dents all in it.
I can't remember who, but they told me that someone they know, their car was totaled from that hailstorm. I think my son told me that.
Doesn't surprise me with the way what it costs to do anything anymore, and unattainable parts out there.
You know, throw glass and body panels in with it. That's a nice chunk of the price right there. Man, I can't imagine. And yeah, I did hear reports over Greenville Way. Further east of there that was getting like golf ball size hail. So that's pretty significant. That's getting to the verge of doing major damage there.
I wonder if worked with picked up a good-sized piece of hail, and it was kind of like several pieces molded together, but it filled the palm of his hand. That's the largest I've seen, and I actually didn't see it in person. But my sister had a baseball-sized hail stone in her freezer for a long time. She got out in Tennessee.
Yeah, that baseball-sized hail, that's going to hurt a lot of things when it hits it. I hope we don't see any of that around here.
Just imagine being, you know, like walking out to your car or something like that start. Man. Yeah, we had one like that. It wasn't quite that big, but it was getting up to, it was bigger than a golf ball, and we did the same thing. That was years ago in Georgia. It stayed in the freezer for a long time. Yeah, that's probably the biggest one I've ever experienced.
There for several years, and then one day your husband said, or she asked where it was, and he said, oh, I found that big piece of ice. I put it in my Big Gulp.
Funny. That's a true Big Gulp there.
Hilarious. I wonder if it had like a fresh ozone taste to it.
Stale taste to it, being in the freezer that long.
Yeah, it probably had several tastes attached to it by that time.
Imagine so. Anyway, guys, I want to jump in there and say hey to both of you. I ain't heard from you in a while, and I'm going to go in here and get me some. My wife's out of town, so I'm going to have to ruffle up home dinner. So I need to get started on that. So I need before, I missed the reasonable time, but before it gets too late anyway.
It's really good to hear you this afternoon. Hope you have a good afternoon, and thanks for jumping in. And I'm going to jump out, too. I'm not far from where I'm going. Patrick, you and Keith have a good day. Thanks for coming back. N4ZLK, 73, guys.
Shane, stay safe. Shane, you stay safe as you're traveling back and forth to Atlanta tonight. And maybe we'll catch you in the morning. And Keith, good to hear you. 73's guys, KO4HKX. Now I'm clear.
Going to be safe on the road tonight. We'll catch you a little later. Have a good evening, Patrick. And we'll talk at you later. And I'm clear on out. KN4CHY. Clear and listening.